by one of 22 million black people in this country who is absolutely impatient and disenchanted and fed up when I have to look at the television every night to see police dogs fighting our people, or see policemen fighting our people, or see our women and our children being washed down the sewer with fire hoses.
I say again that I'm not racist. I don't believe in any form of segregation or anything like that.
I say that again, that I'm not a racist. I don't believe in any form of segregation or anything like that.
If you're black, you were born in jail.
God must destroy the world of slavery and evil in order to establish a world based upon freedom, justice, and equality.
Our effort is to try and get it recognized not as a Negro problem or a United States problem, but a world problem, a human problem. And we think that the only way to get America, the racist element in America, to change their attitude is by bringing outside pressure and world pressure to bear.
But when a black man strikes back, he's an extremist. He's supposed to sit passively and have no feelings, be nonviolent, and love his enemy. No matter what kind of attack, be it verbal or otherwise, he's supposed to take it. But if he stands up and in any way tries to defend himself, then he's an extremist.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
This is the wake up process. Let us know who we are. Let us know what means the language of our forefathers were. Let us know something about the culture of our own time. You haven't done the right by my people, and because you haven't done the right thing by my people, now I got to do the right thing by you. After 400 years of slavery, we have some bad taste. A bill that is owed to us and must be collected.
I'm one of 22 million black.
and every night.
We are peaceful people. We are loving people. We love everybody who loves us. But we don't love anybody who doesn't love us. We're nonviolent with people who are nonviolent with us. But we are not nonviolent with anyone who is violent with us.
Sit down where they're dining. I got a plate in front of me, but nothing is on it. Because all of us are sitting at the same table, are all of us diners? I'm not a diner until you let me dine. Then I become a diner. Just being at the table with others who are dining doesn't make me a diner. Just because you're in this country doesn't make you an American. And no, you got to go farther than that before you can become an American. You got to enjoy the fruit of Americanness. You haven't enjoyed those fruits. You've enjoyed the thorns. You've enjoyed the thistles. But you have not enjoyed the fruit.
God must destroy
whether you are a Christian or a Muslim or a nationalist, we all have the same
our
problem.
Our effort is to try and get it recognized not as a Negro problem or a United States problem, but a world problem, a human problem.
If you're black, you were born in jail.
I say that again, that I'm not a racist.
If you're black, you were born in jail.
Of being good or bad, blacks and white, it's a case of being good or bad human beings.